Now, more of Andy Parks live from Hold Their Feet to the Fire 2014 on 1260 WRC.
Well, welcome back, everyone. It is indeed Andy Parks live from the Federation for American Immigration Reforms Hold Their Feet to the Fire 2014 event. Lots of folks down here today talking about immigration and immigration reform, the need for immigration reform. But let's face it, we've got to do it the right way and not necessarily the way the Democrats would like to see it handled. And more on that will be coming up in just a short while when I talk to Chris Kobach, Secretary of State of Kansas. This guy has been a leader, a pioneer in writing legislation, not only in his own state of Kansas, but also helping to craft policy in Arizona and Alabama. And even on the national level, he has been meeting with some GOP higher-ups. And let's face it, we've got a lot of work to do in order to deal with this effectively so that, you know, the right side of America can actually gain something from this issue instead of handing it over to the left. A little later in the hour, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, America's toughest sheriff, will join me. A little earlier today, as I normally do on Wednesdays, I talk with Dr. Ben Carson, Professor Emeritus of Neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He's also got a new book coming out. We'll be talking more and more about that as we get closer to the May release date. It's called One Nation. And he is a Washington Times columnist, and he had the opportunity, or I had the opportunity to talk with him a little earlier this morning. Dr. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great. Andy, how are you?
Doing just fine. I saw your column, Keeping Conservatives Focused on the Big Picture, Petty Squabbles Lead to Election Losses and Liberal Dominance. So I get from this that we're headed for the cliff, and the only thing we're worried about is the small stuff?
Well, that seems to be the case. You know, there's so many people that have their little pet item, and, you know, that's the only thing that they're concerned about. And, you know, we've got to look at the big picture because our country is in a huge amount of trouble. I don't think most people have any concept of how much trouble we're in with the kind of debts that we have, with the government regulations encircling virtually every entity so that they can just pretty much cut off anybody anytime they want to. You know, with our moral compass basically being turned around 180 degrees. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and people just, you know, they're interested in their little pet thing. And if this guy doesn't agree with this, then I can't support him. And what that does is it enables the progressives who have learned to put their little petty differences aside in order to accomplish their goals by uniting.
Stop the arguing among ourselves. You know, come on, Ben. That's the fun stuff. You know, well.
it won't be any fun when the train goes off.
I know.
The bridge,
so. All right. Are you talking about the establishment Republicans and the Tea Party crowd?
Yes. Who, you know, I will say that I'm encouraged by the fact that they haven't been quite as vociferous in their arguments against each other lately. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that they're starting to hear, you know, the drumbeat of the reasonable people who are saying, look, guys, we have, you know, bigger fish to fry. And, you know, let's start thinking about the right kinds of things. You know, when we look at what's going on in our economy right now, I mean, this is the longest depressed economy I believe that we've ever had, even longer than what happened with the Depression. And, you know, it's not really making any signs of recovery. I know you see people saying, well, you know, the unemployment rate has gone down from like 10% to 7%. Give me a break. What you have to do is look at the labor force participation rate. And if you look at a chart of the labor force participation rate from 2009 to present, steadily going down. Fewer and fewer people who are eligible to work are actually working.
Yeah.
And so you can manipulate that number any way you want to make it look like unemployment's getting better, but it certainly is not.
Yeah.
And then you look at all the regulations that are encircling all the businesses, and, you know, we need to deal with those things. If we were to get rid of those regulations, not all of them, some of them are necessary, and, you know, enact a fair and reasonable tax code, I think you'd see an explosion in the economy. It's like a pressure cooker just waiting. And once that happens and people have a lot of choices in terms of employment, that's the appropriate time to really get into the whole, you know, equation of whether or not we need to reform entitlements and how we need to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned earlier that the liberals seem to be better organized. They're doing a better job of getting their message out. We've got to learn how to do that as well, don't we?
We do. And what happens is a lot of conservatives just say, you know, we're right, so everything's going to be okay. No, you also have to be clever. You can't just be right. And that seems to be part of the problem. You have to be able to play the game.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, them buying the vote through social programs and benefits to their own, you know, party. And that drives me crazy.
Conservatives have to do is learn how to talk about what they're doing. They do a lot of good things. You know, I was at a program speaking in Memphis a few weeks ago called Hope Works. And, you know, these are conservative people. They go out and, you know, they get people off the street, get people just who have horrendous lives. And they bring them into a program free of charge. You know, clean them up, teach them, you know, some of the important things in terms of getting a job and holding a job down, get them enrolled in educational programs. One young lady that I talked to there was just a few weeks away from getting her PhD. She had been a drug addict on the streets. You know, but they don't talk about these things. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Not only do they need to talk about them, they need to broadcast them, and they need to make sure that people know about them so that they can get involved in them. And then when people realize that there's another way, that I don't just have to be a victim and take handouts, I think they might see a real significant shift.
Mm-hmm. And we have to take those people, once they come through that process, and show the world how it's done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we need to recognize for all the people that we can get, you know, off the dole, that's one less person we have to pay for, but more importantly, one more important contributing member of society who may come up with a new energy source.
Mm-hmm. Folks, if you haven't read it, you need to check it out. Keeping Conservatives Focused on the Big Picture: Petty Squabbles Lead to Election Losses and Liberal Dominance. It's by Dr. Ben Carson, and it's in today's Washington Times. Dr. Ben, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I had a chance to sit down with Dr. Ben a little earlier this morning and discuss his column in today's Washington Times. And again, if you do get the opportunity to check it out, please do it. It's always good work. And, you know, that guy's like the Energizer Bunny. He's like all over the country now. Since he retired, he's working harder than he ever has. All right, folks, stay tuned. We have a lot to get to in the next half hour. Chris Kobach, Secretary of State of Kansas, will join me. He has been working on immigration reform. He's been working on voter ID. You know, new rules and regs for that. He's actually been in a courtroom over it, and we'll discuss all of that in a few minutes. And a little later, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, America's toughest sheriff, will join me at about 12:45. Stay right here.
More of Andy Parks live from Capitol Hill on 1260 WRC coming up.